Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we saw the yisod of Ava's Geirim is because he was nichnas l'torasenu hakdosha. The yisod that one is not allowed to afflict a ger is because he is especially vulnerable and sensitive. And based on this yisod, following along the thoughts of Morena Barbeno Agon Agado David Tzekman Zetzal, we can discuss the Prima Gadon. The Prima Gadon, or Chaim Kufnan Vav, discusses somebody who was conceived and born as a Jew, but his parents are converts, and suggests the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim, that he would be included in the mitzvah essay Hamiyuchedes of Avas Hager, since he has no Jewish relatives. And so to the son of a Shivcha was Mizgayer. Also look in the Minchas Chinuch and Tov Lamed Aleph, who writes that for a number of generations, one could still be considered a Ger. However, based on what we said, we have to make a fundamental chiluk, and that is between the essay of Avas Hager and the special los ha'aseh of onos ha'ger, of afflicting a ger. The los ha'aseh depends on the shiflus, on the fact that the ger is downtrodden, the fact that the ger feels low, is sensitive, is vulnerable. So that we can say that if he doesn't have Jewish relatives, then he's still considered like he comes from another nation, and therefore the lav of onos ha'ger would apply. But the essay, which is because he was nichnas l'tarasena, would only apply if before he was nichnas l'tarasena. But if he's born into it, then he's not considered a ger, because he was a nichnas l'tarasenu, so the asay, according to what we said, would not apply. However, look in the chinuch, in mitzvah taf lamed aleph, which is the mitzvah of avas hager, the chinuch brings the gemara in Sanhedrin, sadi dalet am the days, to giora adas sara dori lo tevazi armo be'ape, that a ger until 10 doros, don't be mevaza an Armenian in front of him, he's still sensitive to it, mashma mizeh, that there's an iser ad asara doros, not to afflict a ger. So we want to say that no, if he was born into it, if it's only because he's downtrodden and he has no relatives, but ad asara doros, he's still going to be considered a ger. So what does the chinuch mean? So it could be that the chinuch is l'shitaso, that he explains b'shoshe ha-mitzvah shel avas hager, that the reason for the mitzvah is shu tzivui al darkei hachanina v'hachemla, the commandment to have special compassion v'hishiram l'hisater v'chol midah nechona v'yikara limtzeo chein v'enei kol ro'ehem, and he warned them to be crowned with every good midah, to find favor in the eyes of all those who see them. Sheish l'schaset v'ligmal tovel asher iniach umaso v'chol mishpachto, that our job is to do chesed with him and be gomel tovos with him, because he left his nation and his family. So the Menchas Chinuch says that we must do chasadim with geirim, and God chose us to be his holy nation, and therefore he commanded us to be compassionate and to have good midos, to find favor in people's eyes. People should say, this is the nation of God. And how wonderful is the derech ne'imus v'chemda le'eschasid v'ligmol chesed, to do chesed with somebody who left his la'asher hiniach umasa v'chol mishpachas beis aviv, So if we have these good midos, then God's going to cling to us, that we're doing chesed with this person who left his family. So it's mashma that even the asay is because he's shafel. The chenis hiram b'tziva mal darkei hachanina v'hachemla, that we have to have special compassion. It's mashma that even the asay, he's talking here about avas hager, is because of the ger's sensitivity. And in fact, That's what the Chinuch says. He says, Medina HaMitzvah, Shelo Yomar Leger Tzuchor Matzecha HaRishonim, Yorad Asar Dar Lotav Azir Ma Ben Pei, that you can't be Mitzayer the Ger. So that's how he's learning the mitzvah of Avas HaGer. He's learning that the mitzvah of Avas HaGer seemingly has the same geder as the lav of Onoas HaGer, because the Sefer HaChinuch compared the two. He put the two together in the mitzvah of Avas HaGer. He talks about not causing the ger any tsar. So it's not because of the din Ava miyuchad al shenichens l'tarasenu hakdosha, but rather it's because we have a special hanhaga because of his circumstances. And therefore, according to the Shitas HaChinuch, there is a mitzvah essay ad asara doros. Because ad asara doros, the mitzvah essay would apply because maybe he still has the sensitivity, lo tevaze armo be'ape, don't insult an Armenian in front of him because he's so sensitive. So if the vort is his sensitivity, so Taka, you're right, maybe he has Jewish relatives already, but he's still sensitive. He still knows that he came from Geirim. So in order to preserve, in order to be sensitive to his unique circumstances, we cannot even insult him for 10 daros. Right? For 10 daros, he's going to have an Isser of Ona, and not only an Isser of Ona, but also a mitzvah of Ava, because again, the Sefer HaChinuch seems to put the two together. He seems to learn. We're not learning that way in the Rambam. We're learning the Rambam. They're two different Gedarim. As we discussed in the previous shir, that Avas Hager is because he was Nichnas L'Tarasein Rakdosha, and not being Mitzayer Hager, not causing Mitzayer, is because of he's especially sensitive and vulnerable. But the Chinuch seems to put them together, and therefore, just like the Isser of being the Vazia person is even Adasara Doros, he's considered Hager, so too the Mitzvah of Ava, which the Chinuch, according to the Chinuch, has the same Geder, same category, same definition, would also be Adasara Doros. So Mashma, he writes, "Sheish lanu vilmo b'mitzvah zu l'rachem al adam shu be'ir she'en eretz muladito u'makom mishpachas avosav." Somebody's not in his hometown. He's not in the place of his father's family. So again, it's a matter of sensitivity. So it's not because of that he was nichnas l'tarasenu hakadosha. That's the general. That's the general thrust of the Chinuch. However, I must note that he does say, as we read out, So it seems that that is also a marquee. That's also an element, that he left his nation, and he's coming to cling to the Jewish nation. He's coming to cling to the Emes. So that's the reason we love him. So, if we go with the approach of the Sefer HaChinuch, that it's because he's sensitive, then Ein Hachinami, then the Prima Gadim would be right, that if somebody was conceived and born B'Kiddusha, but his parents are Geirim, there would still be a mitzvah of Avas Geirim, because they hold that the mitzvah, because the Sefer HaChinuch would hold seemingly, and the Prima Gadim could go along with that, that the mitzvah of Avas Geirim is because he's so sensitive, because he's so downtrodden, and at Kamadoros he's called a Geir, because he's still sensitive. But according to what we're saying, that it comes to the B'shitas HaRambam, that it's because he's Nichnas L'Tarasenu HaKadosha, it would only be the person who's actually Nichnas L'Tarasenu HaKadosha. V'yitochein lo'ymar l'fizeh yoyser, B'shitas HaChinuch. We could say even more. That the Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Mem Gimel, which is the Mitzvah of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, there he writes that he brings the Lashonos HaRambam, Lachos Al Mimono. However, he doesn't say like the Rambam says that you should love. In other words, the Rambam says, very, very important, Yisod, and it's enforced in the Rambam, Shuvas, that you have to love a Jew in your heart. There has to be Ava. There has to be Ava Atzma. But the Chinuch omits that. The Chinuch just talks about the Meisim that the Rambam mentions. Lachos Al Mimono, to be careful with his money, to praise him, etc. And so too in Mitzvah Tav Lamed Aleph, Mitzvah Avas Geirim. So it's mashma that there's no mitzvah of loving him in your heart, just feeling, I love him. No, it's just a mitzvah of Maisim. All there is Meisim. And therefore you have to treat him. In other words, he's very sensitive. So you have to treat him with sensitivity. But it's about treating him. According to the Rambam, that you love a Jew because he's a Jew, and you love a ger because he was nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. So that could be even believe. But according to the Sefer HaChinuch, that it's because of his sensitivity. What does it matter what's going on in your heart? Just treat him nicely. Just treat him nicely. That's all that matters. It's only about the maisim. So just do maisim tovim. So that's a huge chiluk. In the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, is there mitzvah avas halev for other Jews and other gerim? The Rambam says that you love other Jews in your heart, and the Rambam says that you love gerim because they were nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina, so that would be even in your heart. And also when you're doing maisim, they should be an expression of the fact that, as we discussed in the previous year, that he was nichnas l'terasenu hakadosha. Whereas according to the chinuch, there's no mitzvah ava b'lev, and it's just about maisim. Just do maisim because he's so sensitive. And with this, we can answer the kasha that they ask on the chinuch. The chinuch at the sofei geres at the end of his letter, at the beginning of his sefer, and it's brought in the Bir Halacha and Harachaim Simon Aleph. The six constant mitzvahs. We all know that there's six constant mitzvahs that we should be doing constantly. I don't know how many people are doing them constantly, but it's a great, a Jew is never bored. A Jew always has the six constant mitzvahs of Noach Weinberg, with blessed memory, made them very popular. Know there is a God. Don't believe in other gods. God is one. Love God. Fear God. Don't be misled by your heart and eyes. The Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidios. What about the mitzvah of loving other Jews? Why isn't that a mitzvah Tamidios? So if you go with the Tzigang of the Rambam, you have a question. You can just feel love in your heart for other Jews. But if you go with the Tzigang, with the approach of the Chinuch, it's not a kasha. And this is Lashitas HaChinuch, who gives these six mitzvahs Tamidios. Because he holds that it's not a mitzvah in your heart. It's a mitzvah of Maisim. It's not Tamid. You don't always have the opportunity to do a chesed for another Jew. Terrific. Now the Rambam, in Perek Vav, Meyuchasei HaSalach HaDalad, writes, Abbas HaGer Shebo V'nichas Tachas Kanfei HaShchina Shtei Mitzvahs HaSei Achas Mei Shu B'chal Reim V'achas Mei Shu Ger V'atorma V'atem HaSager Tziva L'Abbas HaGer Moshe Tziva L'Abbas Shemo Rabbas Atzmo Shenemar V'haftas V'haftas Hashem Elokecha Kadosh Baruch Hu Atzmo Oiv Gerim Shenemar V'ohev Ger Ad kan midivrei haRambam. So the Rambam says that the loving ger who comes under the wings of the Shechina are two mitzvahs asay, one because he's included in your fellow Jew, another one because he's a ger. Torah says v'atem sager. He commanded avas sager just like he commanded loving himself. It says v'avtas Hashem lokecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu himself loves ger, as it says v'oev ger. So we have to understand this Rambam. What is the fact that the Rambam adds tziva? Hashem commanded us to love Gerim like he commanded us to love him. What is the Rambam adding? And then the Rambam says Hashem himself loves Gerim. What does the Rambam need to say? What does the Rambam want with this? And moreover, it's Shver. Then Alach Gimel, the Rambam writes the mitzvah ve'avtel reicha kamocha kapei every Jew. And the Rambam doesn't say that he commanded avas reicha like he commanded to love him. You have to love Jews like you love God. There the Rambam doesn't say that. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Jewish people, so why didn't he say, love a Jew like I love Jews, like you love me? And then say also, and Hashem himself loves Jews, like he says here, that Hashem himself loves Geirim. So why does the Rambam write these things only by Abbas HaGer, and not by Abbas Yisrael? V'advarim chusarim bir legamrei lechoren. So in the previous shir, we over the Mahalach of Amar and Rosh HaYeshiva and the Pachad Yitzchak, and you can listen to that here. We have to understand what the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Reish Zayin, after he writes that we have to love Geirim, he says, So there is a lot of midrashim that talk about this, that God commanded us on a ger, like he commanded us on himself. It says, And it says Vaftas Ager. So where are these? Where are these midrashos? And Rov midrashos, not all midrashos. The Hadvar Maflim L'chora. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Agon Agadol, that L'chora would appear that there's no reason to love a ger mitzad hayoso ger from the fact that he's a ger. Umemela hayam evoal mizeh shamitzvah shel ve'aftem et ager ikara ina ela klapei chiyuv peulot shel maidesani alach v'chadume. So you would think then that the mitzvah of aftem es ager is just klapei the chiyuv of peulos of what's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. And then you can say that there's place for a special essay on these pe'ulos, just like there's room for a lav. Why? Because of his shiflos, k'mesh mos divrei achinuch, that the essay and the lav are the same, because he's so shuffle. So you have to be very careful not to cause him tzar and to be nice to him. So on that, the Rambam tells us, here in the Yad and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that it says ve'ahavta doesn't only mean chiyuv pe'ulot sheyu pe'ulot shel ohev. They have to do actions that are like the actions of somebody who loves. Ela shetziva la'avas hager kamo shetziva la'avas atzmo. And just like the tzivu la'avas atzmo, loving God himself, borer, it's on the etzem ahava. Okay, so gam ken atzivui al ahavat hager. You love God be'etzem, and you love the ger be'etzem. And the Rambam continues and he explains, Shiyesh makom la'avam yuchedet la'gerim. Why is there a special tzivui for gerim? Because God himself loves gerim, v'oev ger. So we see there's a special inyan of avas gerim. And therefore, there's an explicit tzivui in avas gerim, v'domo l'tzivui, and avas Hashem. And that the Rambam has to teach us about avas gerim. Because you might think that there's no place for a special love mitzad that they're gerim. Why would I have a special love for them mitzad that they're gerim? They're just Jews like me. In the end, they ended up where I am. The answer is, Kamash Milan. No, there is a special love that you have to have for Gerim. But Mitzad Yisrael, of course you have to love them. That's a Pshita. Of course there's Ve'avta L'Recha Kamocha. Like the Rambam writes, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel and Deis, Mitzvah Kol Adam Levos Kolecha V'Echa Yisrael Kegufo, Shinamar Ve'avta L'Recha Kamocha, L'Fichu Tzarech L'Sabra B'Shivcho. So we see the Yisoda mitzvah is Leo. And then from that comes a Chiyuv Maisa, an Im Maisa, the Saper B'Shivcho, and Lachus Al Mimono. That's a Pashat. The Rambam doesn't have to bring Rayas and Mekoros. Only in the mitzvah of Abba's Geirim, the Rambam has to bring this down. The Rambam has to say that you have to love the Ger. You might think, no, there's no special mitzvah to love the Ger. And it says, no. You have to know there's a special mitzvah. God himself loves the Ger. You should go in the same way. And you have to love the Ger Be'etzem just like you love Hashem Be'etzem. And also you can say that you love the Ger because of his special Maila, just like you love Hashem because of his Maila. Because of his many Mailas. Because Hashem is so special. I have the Alfa Fevdalos, even more, obviously. But a Ger also, it's not just the He was Nichnas Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, and that's a special Maila. You don't love God because of his special sensitivities, right? So, in the same way, you're not loving a Ger because of his special sensitivities. La Fukei, what the Sefer Chinuch says. Rather, we're saying that there has to be Ava Be'etzem. And that's a Chiddush. If you think a Ger, why should I have a special love for a Ger? In the end, he's just a Jew. The answer is Kamash Milan. God himself loves Ger. For a Jew, you don't need such a Chiddush. And this is really Mefurish in the Tshuvas HaRambam. And Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully see this tshuva in the next shir, Advarim Yuniflaim. So You have coming attractions, B'li Neder. Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the simple chayim. We'll be able to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.